As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're hanging out today at Echo Park Automotive up in Duluth. Guys, they signed a 7-year multi-million dollar deal to have the naming rights of what was Atlanta Motor Speedway. It is now Echo Park Speedway. And we had a couple of drivers stop by today, Mike. It was fun to talk to those guys. You can hear those interviews online at Odyssey.com, guys. And check out all the things that are going on with the show. But Ross Chastain and also Christian Bell stopped by. Good guys, man. Really good guys.
Yeah, Christian's a good dude, man. And, again, they're likable guys. They know how to do the media thing. You can rewind, as Carl said, because the Melon man, they had a great week. He just won the Coke 600 up in Charlotte.
Yeah. So that race, by the way, coming up at the end of the month. We're going to talk more about it, but it's June 27th and 28th.
Saturday night, the 28th, for NASCAR Series. Carl, Under the Lights in Atlanta is always high energy. And again, as you know, they've moved the dates so many times, and hopefully this becomes locked in. And this is something the fans always want. Night racing, summertime in the A. Quaker State 400 is going to be a ball.
D-backs in town, guys. Big series for our Braves, especially coming off of the news of relieving our third base coach and bringing back Freddie Gonzalez.
They did what?
Yeah, we're going to talk to Grant McCauley about this here in about 10
You've
minutes.
You've demoted a third base coach? That'll fix everything.
And we'll see what he has to say about where this is going, where it's headed. And if, in fact, to Mike's point, is it going to really move the needle? Grant's on the way. But, Mike, let's talk about what's going on in Flowery Branch, and specifically Bijan Robinson. I'll let you hear Drake London as well coming up. But for those who didn't know, Bijan this year, off season, and it's not done. They're going to get about 5 more weeks off here before they start camp. But he's been to Japan, Dubai, Germany. And then he went to New York, Brooklyn, and hung out with Raheem Morris. They went and saw a boxing match. Tank Davis, who's been in our city many, many times, he is the Floyd Mayweather protege, and also Tank Davis was fighting Lamont Roach at the Barclays Center. And so Bijan this week was talking about the fact that he had a chance to hang out with Coach. They bonded, and I'm going to let you hear what he said about that, because I thought that was kind of cool, Mike, and he said there were other guys there, other people, but Bijan is taking a leadership role, guys, coming into this next season. And when you talk to guys on the team, he's a lovable personality. Everybody digs him. We know how talented he is. The one thing that, you know, Mike said last year, we need to see more explosive plays from him, those 50, 60-type yard plays. But that's going to come. I really believe that. But here Bijan is saying, look, everybody has to be better. It's not just me or Michael Penix or Drake London. Everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we talk about every day. Like, we know that we have to do it. At this point, like, you know, it's not a want to, it's we need to. Because not only that, everybody's waiting for that to happen. And, you know, me and Zach joke a lot. Like, you know, we finished 6th in the league, I guess, in all-purpose offense. Like, that's not good enough. Like, that's 6 is not good enough. There was 5 other teams that were better than us. And that was on our part. And that was... Well, we got to look ourselves in the mirror and be like, what do we need to do to become the offense that everybody talks about, the offense that everybody mimics, and that even all the kids want to be like. So all that plays into it, but I think that's just us being there one day at a time and coming out here one day at a time and not feeling no pressure, but just really just having fun and, you know, making all of our teammates better.
Love the guy, man. As I said, from the moment we interviewed him as a rookie, he's just one of my favorite Falcons. I feel the same way about Jalen Walker. You know, guys just make an impression, you know. And Bijan is that dog. He's that leader. And everything you just said, I mean, they take, you think they don't see those numbers? They take that to heart.
23 years old, last year third in rushing in the NFL. I think he could easily be first this year. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Saquon Barkley, who had a special
right.
year. But to not see that B is coming, Bijan's coming, and he's going to own this league, and he's going to be that Christian McCaffrey dude, that Saquon Barkley guy, and he will have a stretch of years, Mike, and I hope it's over the next 5 to 6 years where we're contending and we're making runs towards Super Bowls. And he's right. Teams are game planning and saying, man, how do we stop this offense? We have yet hit that mark. So to hear them talk about, hey, this is not good enough, not enough, then I'm glad they're acknowledging it and at least saying, hey, we want to come back and be a lot better. Here's Bijan talking about that trip to New York and, you know, bonding with Raheem Morris.
Yeah, I mean, that, but I think it was, like, genuinely, like, you know, we were just trying to just go bond and have a good time at this boxing match. You know, me and him, I think we're real similar in personalities when it comes to just trying to be great people to everybody. And, you know, when we were together, like, it was, like, just a super good time to go just interact with more people, and other people got to see us together and see how we interact together. So it was pretty cool.
Now, two ways to look at this. I think it's great. Have a great, you know, forge a great bond with one of your team leaders on the team. But you know right now there's somebody in his truck going, I don't like it. Fraternization, Carl, with the players. Isn't that what Jim Mora Jr. used to do? I don't think you could. I'll preempt those texts and tweets from coming in. There's two guys, again, he's a leader. He's like one of the captains on this team, and his boss going to a fight team. Nothing wrong with that. Love it.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not going to look too far into that. I would tell you guys, and you wouldn't believe it, this happens more than you think.
Right.
Just because it's not reported, unless you were there or you ended up running into them, you're not going to know that a lot of these guys hang out with coaches, assistant coaches.
Right.
It happens. And by the way, a lot of these guys, you know, some of these assistant coaches are a little bit older than some of these players.
Barely.
You know, right.
Right.
So with that said, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I actually think it's good. I would prefer this, Mike, than a guy who doesn't want to be known by his players, or the players not wanting to get to know the coach.
Right.
Like, he's such a jerk. I don't even want to go anywhere or be with this dude. That's another side of this. So it can go both ways where you say, ah, oh, I don't like these fraternization. Right. The other side of it is where guys on any team say, I'm not hanging out with that dude.
And again, Bijan's a leader. Now, if this was some pain in the ass wide receiver hanging out with his coach at the fight, who then starts acting like a fool and not doing his work, you know, and you feel he's getting preferential treatment by the coach, that's a whole other soap opera.
Yes.
That's not this case because, as we said, Bijan leads through example. Everyone knows what his rep is.
Hey, man, let's hear from Drake London. How big of a year do you think he's going to have, by the way?
Same as last year. I say over 1,200 yards,
okay.
Like 9 or 10 touchdowns. I think we'll be good to go.
Yeah, I think he's going to be great. He was talking about those. Speaking of relationships, his relationship with Michael Penix, and talking about building these personal relationships. You may think it's nothing, but if these guys are close, they will play harder for each other. Here is Drake London.
Trying to get reps, trying to hang out with him outside of practice, whatever it might be. And Coach Raw is doing an amazing job with that, getting us together, making sure that, you know, we are together outside of the football and the facility. So it makes a difference because, you know, you're fighting for that person right next to you, and you want to know that person.
No doubt. Mike, a couple other news notes. Raheem Morris saying James Pierce, he's absent and has been from the 11-on-11 during the first OTA practices. It was intentional. He says, we had him on the side ramping him up. We want to get everybody to a certain spot. We want to get them to before we get them out there and in practice. So some people were taking that and saying, wait a minute, why isn't Pierce out there in 11-on-11? Again, first of all, it's OTAs. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But he is claiming, our head coach, that it was done intentionally. So that is something I know people have talked about who have been up there, media members, saying, where's James Pierce? What's going on? He's on the sideline watching.
Right. And, again, the official word on Adam Schefter had it. We couldn't get it from the coach, but it did leak out. Strained muscle in Kyle Pitts' foot.
Don't like it.
That's what's keeping him out of OTAs. As you said, it is only OTAs, but is when you have an injury history and a history of not meeting expectations, it does get people to kind of roll their eyes. So we'll see where that one goes. Another guy who hasn't met expectations, Troy Anderson. Joe Patrick earlier today, he's been on the field for both OTAs, days available to media. He just hasn't been a practice participant like Pitts. So what's up with that? Another guy who can't stay healthy. Now, again, if you got a perfect track record, perfect attendance, nobody cares. But if you're a guy who hasn't played but 9 games the last 2 seasons, it's an issue.
It is. He's a guy we're going to be watching closely at camp. He just is.
Tremendous athlete when he pops. The pick six against the Saints last year at home.
Yeah.
We know what he's capable of. You see the speed. You see the raw athleticism, which made him a combine darling. Should have drafted Nick Benito. He's already got 30 sacks. Regardless, water under the bridge. Hopefully this guy does something this year.
By the way, Bijan did say he would love to play flag football.
Don't want him doing that.
Me neither.
By the way, while we're doing this, our it takes a village to make a radio show. Day Day and G Money both shaking their heads in unison.
As we said,
Bijan Robinson playing flag football.
Yeah, he did. This is the standard response. You always want to play for your country, which is great. I don't want him playing for our country in this situation.
Not my star. You know, again, my backup. Not even Tyler Allgeier, my third string guy from the practice squad. Is he got the mentality to be an elite flag football player?
I don't know.
Isn't that the soundbite we always play? Either way, whatever it takes, that dude is on our flag football team.
Fact of the matter is,
he feels he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
My IQ.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. Yeah, not like,
my
I don't
IQ
know.
Of the game.
I don't want any of our stars playing.
Yes. No way, Jose, man. I can't have a guy who I'm dependent on toting the mail getting jacked up for some, again, a sport which, again, great to grow the sport nationally and internationally, great for young women and for some specific athletes who are not getting paid by my football team to play, not my stars.
Hey, man, coming up, we're going to talk Braves. If you're just joining us, Tom Thibodeau, released today by the Knicks. He takes the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years and fired. I have always felt that Tibbs is a guy that can take you to a certain point, and I don't know if he's an over-the-top guy, meaning can he get you to a championship and win it? He also grinds guys. And the only thing I will tell you guys is that when they lost that series to the Pacers, right after the series, the New York media pressed Jalen Brunson on if Tibbs was the right guy. And he took offense to it. You going to ask me that right now? Mm-hmm. Like, really? You guys think they asked Jalen Brunson if he should go or stay?
Ooh.
I'm just saying. I think he grinded a lot of guys, and they played hard, but I think that had a role in this.
I mean, you went basically eight deep when it really mattered at best.
Yep.
You know, we saw the minutes, but Brunson, I think, you know, that team, that's about as good as that Knicks team's going to play. You got more out of Carl.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Carl Anthony Towns, we said earlier, than anyone else. Unrelated, not confirmed yet, New York Post reporting that Lisan Al-Ghalib, Paul Atreides, the Kwisatz Haderach, will be the next Knicks coach. If he could beat the Harkonnen and take over Arrakis, why can't he coach the Knicks?
Well, they may need somebody like that. Hey, man, coming up, Grant McCauley's going to join us. We'll go around the yard. D-back's in town, but we got other things we have to address with Grant next.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.